Hello everyone, welcome to Open Mic Podcast presented by the Open Doors Initiative, which explores the challenges and opportunities of the working world from the perspectives of marginalized communities. The podcast will take the form of short interview segments with individuals who will share their life experiences and insights. My name is Hoga Yosefi Wardak, hosting the Open Mic Podcast. The podcast will be available from the Open Doors website and from different podcast streaming providers. It will be promoted online through social media and our member companies and supporting partners. Today we have a guest and Shoban Kafarti, social enterprise project manager for the Irish criminal justice sector. Welcome, Shoban.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
I'm good. It's probably one of the longest job titles around. But yes, that's what I do.
Yeah. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you for coming here. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Shoban, tell us about yourself. How did you get started in the area of work?
How did I get started? It's a long story and I kind of got into it by chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one in my family who kind of does the work that I do.
Mm-hmm.
My family have run businesses, so there was always that anticipation that I'd go into business
mm-hmm.
or IT like my brothers,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm black sheep of the family. So I went down the social services route mm-hmm. and actually was training to be a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember having one of the lectures out in UCD and kind of it wasn't really sitting well with me. And I'm kind of going, And I remember going up to the lecturer afterwards,
mm-hmm.
and believe it or not, I was really quite shy at the time. People don't really believe that now, but I went up to the lecturer afterwards and I was just like, lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And in fairness, she gave me the best piece of advice. She said, why don't you go take a year out, mm-hmm. work in the community and see what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe social work will be it, or maybe it'll be something else. That's what I did. And then basically that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody that. And I went and I worked in adult education in the north inner city of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved from there into addiction services.
Nice.
And then from there to work with members of the travel community.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently into the criminal justice sector. So I've kind of spanned a lot of...
Yeah, lots of achievements.
Lots of different groups. Lots of, I suppose, difficulties that many of those groups shared.
Yeah. Shoban, so we will talk about the criminal histories for the people. Like, what is the biggest barriers for those that they have the criminal past and they are looking for employment?
There are many barriers, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost very hard to kind of put mm-hmm. them into a list of order.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very privileged to work with people who've been through the system.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 15 years or so. So kind of I feel like I'm speaking on their behalf when really they're more than capable of speaking themselves.
Yeah.
However, if I can just kind of, probably the top barrier is a gap in the CV is huge. We have an employees market at the moment. We have employers spending a lot of money on mm-hmm. finders fees to recruitment companies. But having a gap in a CV is something that actually is very difficult to fill if you've spent 3, 4, 5 years in prison. However, those 3, 4, 5 years in prison, mm-hmm. in most cases, have been spent upskilling, like availing of education classes, really doing everything that you can
mm-hmm.
to better yourself and to move yourself away from mm-hmm. your criminal past. However, when you come out, you still have that gap in your mm-hmm. CV. So from an employer's point of view, if you've got 2, 3, 4 people who have the same type of qualifications, mm-hmm. if you've got someone with a gap in their CV,
mm-hmm.
you generally tend to bypass that person, or that person has to really stand out mm-hmm. as being exceptional.
Yeah.
And when you've got someone who's been through the criminal justice system,
mm-hmm.
often their belief in themselves, their self-worth is very low.
Yeah.
So enabling that person to stand out
mm-hmm.
above and beyond the others who have the same type of qualifications can be quite difficult, because the individual, in many cases, doesn't believe that someone wants to employ them. So therefore, they don't necessarily sell themselves as best they can. So there's a lot of work that has to happen, but there's numerous barriers for people getting into employment at the moment. And unfortunately, they've been there for quite a long time. And the work that I do is to try and reduce those barriers down.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I would say, okay, is that there are an awful lot of employers now at the moment who are open to recruiting people, talented people who do have a criminal past. I think the idea of second chances, of re-engaging back in society and learning from those people. As I said, there are a number of employers that I work with that are very open to that. But again, it's making sure that we get that match right and making sure that people with the criminal histories know that actually they can have that choice to go forward for work.
So it means like there is a chance and way for the people with criminal past to be a successful again,
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the key pieces for people who have been through a system like that, as many cases, they've gone into the system in the first place because of potential trauma as a child, early bereavement, addiction issues within the family, homelessness. Yeah. So they ending up in the criminal justice system is sometimes an end result of all of those issues coming together. But what that has given for those individuals, unfortunately, in a way, is a level of resilience that you and I and other people that don't have those type of experience, like we just don't have that level of resilience sometimes, or problem solving. So when we start to translate that into employment skills, all of a sudden that person goes from someone who has had a criminal past to someone who actually is worthy and should be, in some cases, taken in and given that second chance, as you describe.
Got it. Like, there should be lots of people that they had criminal past and they want to start their business. So what barriers they will face?
Again, a bit similar to employment, and the work that I do and have been doing over the past few years is to try and support people with criminal histories into a whole range of different types of work, with entrepreneurship and self-employment being just one option. And an awful lot of people have incredible ideas about what their business should be, how they can move forward, and in many cases, how they can contribute to society and help others, like in their in their shoes. One of the biggest issues that they face, though, unfortunately, is insurance. You know, public liability insurance, employer's insurance. You know, if you have a criminal record, and again, this is back to the same issues, if you have a gap on your CV, getting insurance for your business can be incredibly difficult, which means then that person who has this great idea about setting up a business, that they often then have to go around about in a different way to try and get that insurance then for their business. And that in itself is really tricky. We have been trying to address that. There are some smaller kind of insurance brokers that will deal with people on a case-by-case basis, but it is an issue that is there. It is causing difficulties for people to get into that area of self-employment. However, there are a number of very successful people who have criminal histories, who run their own businesses and have managed to overcome that.
Great. So there is lots of people that they had the criminal past and they are just looking for those doors that help them, you know, the way and to guide them. Like if you mentioned some links that they can contact or they can go there.
I mean, for people with a criminal past, in my experience, often when they've done the work on themselves, when they believe that actually they're worthy of being employed or being an employer, then all of a sudden doors start to open. The dialogue, the discussion is very different. However, what I would say is, and I've been doing a lot of work with the Department of Social Protection and their case managers on the ground in the intra-EO offices or their contracted services. When a person, and it can be very difficult to do this though, Hoggy, that's the thing, is when a person says to a complete stranger in many cases, I do have a criminal past. I know that's going to make it tricky for you who's here to help me find work. However, I want to be open and honest with you. I do have a criminal past, but I really want to change. And this is what I've done since that time. You know, I think that, you know, as I said, it's that constant re-exposing of yourself that this is my past. It could be 20 years ago, but all about the time. And I think, you know, so there are a lot of agencies out there. There's one in particular that springs to mind that's very new, Spira Nua. I'm not so sure if you're familiar with that, but great guy Damien Quinn set that up, and it's just an absolutely fantastic service. It changes how we see people with a criminal past. And I'm consciously using the word past because everybody has a past. In some cases, some people have a criminal past, but it's in the past. Yeah. And for those people that want to move on.
So they should have a good present.
Yes, they need to have the good present. Future. They need to have the good present. They need to be able to look to the future, and they need to not allow their past to limit them themselves. Mm-hmm. Because when they do that, others often generally tend to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, as I said, Spiranua, they actually work with individuals who've been through the system to make sure that actually everything that they've done to distance themselves from the past is recorded, is down almost like a counterbalance to the mm-hmm. to the Gartha vetting form. Gartha vetting form is just every negative thing that you've done that has resulted in a criminal charge.
Yeah.
That's what employers, it's some employers get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't want a list of stuff like that against me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the recognition of prior learning or the certificate of commitment to change, the Spiranua do, mm-hmm. that's very much about saying, this is what I've done. This is mm-hmm. my commitment to change. So when an employer gets that, they get the Gartha vetting form.
Yeah.
Which in many cases may have been many years before. Mm-hmm. And then they also get that certificate of commitment to change. So it mm-hmm. kind of outweighs in many cases
mm-hmm.
what has been in the past. And as you said, it brings it to the present.
Yeah. And Shobhan, if I ask you that how long it will take to show yourself and to be shine in society, to prepare yourself for future, is there any limitation of time or not?
No, there isn't. Everybody, we often describe people with offences as ex-prisoners, offenders, ex-offenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, unfortunately that term for mm-hmm. many people doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think unfortunately to use the expression, tarring everybody with the one brush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who has tax offences, someone who has driving offences is known as an offender.
Mm-hmm.
Right the way up to someone who's caused really heinous crimes and, you know, and mm-hmm. has unfortunately potentially taken the life of someone.
Mm-hmm.
That label applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no one size fits all when working with this particular cohort of people.
Mm-hmm.
And probably nor should there be. I think as you and I are different, as everybody else in this room is different, everybody needs and deserves that chance to be able to be seen for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
For who that person is sitting in front of me or the employer more so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, there is no time frame on that. We do have spent convictions legislation that after a period of time, a charge can be wiped from your record. It's very limited. There is changes obviously coming to that now over the next period of time. It will still remain quite limited. So effectively, I mean, for someone who's committed a crime when they're mm-hmm. 18, 19, that can stay with them for a long, long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Shobhan, as a last question, is there any support for the people with the criminal past that after release from government, is there any support available?
There are a number of, it depends. If someone is released from prison,
yeah.
and they're on a probation sanction, a community sanction,
mm-hmm.
they can avail of the supports of one of 58 community probation-funded community mm-hmm. projects. They're dotted all around the country, and they will work with that individual, in many cases, to upskill, continue their education, mm-hmm. upskill them, and also to assist them to get into work. There's also organisations like IASIO,
mm-hmm.
and there's also organisations like the Open Doors Initiative, supporting people to make that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Into education or training. And as I said, then there's also the state services like the Department of Social Protection. However, they're not, they don't have specialised support teams mm-hmm. just specifically for people with criminal histories.
Yeah.
So it's that awareness that actually, you know, that some people will need, which mm-hmm. is someone coming with a criminal record. There is that barrier that's there for them, even for going into third level education and or into employment. So mm-hmm. knowing how to work with an individual who does have a criminal past is hugely important.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you for your own message to those people that they had criminal past and they want to...
My own message. Good question to end on. My own message would be, do not give up hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we have a life of hopelessness, everything is bleak. We mm-hmm. can't see the door. We can't see the opportunities that are in front of us. I would say reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid to ask for help. It is probably one of the most difficult things for people to do is to ask for help. However, people like to be asked mm-hmm. to help someone. So I think ask for help. Do not give up hope. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything that you can while you're in prison. or on the probation project to better yourself and to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So then others can believe in you too.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. It was an amazing message. Thanks a million, Shoban, for coming here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks everyone for listening us. We hope you found the series helpful. Please follow us online at Open Doors Work on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Thanks a million.